TGIF, it's July 30th, 2021, and this is the New Day podcast from HerbDayRadio.com and AM 1620. I'm Brian Vance, and I'll be bringing you news, views, events, and happenings from all over southwestern Ohio, including birth announcements, death announcements, and everything in between. So put down that newspaper and pull up a cup of coffee. Things get underway right after this.
Hi, this is Lynn Stevens at Stevens Do It Best Hardware in Greenfield. We are featuring Made in the USA merchandise. Made in Ohio merchandise includes Bully Tools, Made in Steubenville, Millsack Oil, Salem, Gorilla Glue and Tape, Cincinnati, and Ohio Stoneware in Zanesville. Other items made in the USA are Lodge Camping Cookware, Ball Canning Jars, Simplicity Mowers, and Pelican Elite Coolers. USA merchandise at Stevens Hardware on the Western edge of Greenfield, where we're more than just a hardware store. We'll be looking for you.
Welcome to the New Day. Today is Friday, July 30th, 2021. It is the 211th day of the year. We have 154 remaining until we hit the year 2022. Birthdays for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Today, we have Jamie Norris celebrating a birthday. Tomorrow, Matt Kelly with a birthday. And on Sunday, Michael Himes. I have no anniversaries to report for those 3 days, as well as no birth announcements or card share request. But if you have one, my email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. Celebrities born on this date. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 73 years old today. Tomorrow, actor Wesley Snipes turns 58. And on Sunday, rock singer Jerry Garcia was born in 1942. What a long, strange trip that's been. Sunrise today, 6:37 a.m. Sunset tonight, 8:51 p.m. for a total of 14 hours, 14 minutes, and 14 seconds of daylight. 14, 14, 14. For a loss of 1 minute and 51 seconds over yesterday. I'll be back with community events, death announcements, and a final thought after this.
When you have a family to protect, it's tough to find an affordable life insurance plan. That's where Encova Life agents like Kim Lavoie at K.W. Simmons Insurance Agency in Leesburg come in. They make it easy for you to have the life insurance you need at very affordable rates. Your Encova Life agent can give you all the details and help you choose the coverage that's right for you and your family. Give Kim a call today at 937-780-3311. Kim Lavoie and K.W. Simmons Insurance. In Leesburg. You know us.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the events going on in our neck of the woods. Let's start with today, 12 noon, Alcoholics Anonymous open discussion at the Grace Community Church in Washington Courthouse. St. Mary hosts bingo on Friday nights in their parish hall. The church is located at 119 East Walnut Street in Hillsboro. Doors open at 6 and bingo begins at 7. Reformers Unanimous offers Christian support for all types of addiction tonight from 7 until 9 p.m. Meetings are held at the Greenfield Area Christian Center, 912 North 5th Street in Greenfield. Call 937-515-6748 or 937-876-9868 for more information. Alcoholics Anonymous, Sunlight of the Spirit Group, open discussion tonight at 7 p.m. at the First Church of God. Narcotics Anonymous, open discussion tonight at 7 p.m. at St. Columbkill Catholic Church in Wilmington. Alcoholics Anonymous, open discussion, Reaching Hands Group, tonight at 8 p.m. at the First Church of God. Alcoholics Anonymous open discussion candlelight meeting tonight at 8 p.m. at the United Methodist Church. Alcoholics Anonymous meets tonight at the Peace Lutheran Church in Hillsboro, 231 Harry Sonner Road. A revival gets underway tonight, and it runs Saturday and Sunday nights at the Harriet Church, 3895 Harriet Road in Hillsboro. Tim Case will be preaching along with Blood, Bought, and other talent singing. After the Sunday morning service, everyone is invited to a carry-in dinner at noon. Need more information? Call Pastor Rick Cole at 740-222-0478. Moving into Saturday, AmVets Post 61 is open to the public for breakfast Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. The post is located at 11541 North Shore Drive in Hillsboro. For more information on this or any other events that they may be having, call 937-393-2900. Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion, Saturday Night Live Group, Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at St. Coleman's. Don't forget the Elvis Presley Tribute and Live Band Show at the Highland County Senior Citizen Center this Saturday. Tyler Christopher, a professional tribute artist, performs an exciting and electric two-hour show covering the entire career of Elvis Presley. The community is invited to this fundraiser. Call the Senior Center at 937-393-4745 to see if there are any tickets left. And that will take us into Sunday, August 1st, 2021. Join the Hillsboro First United Methodist Church for their weekly Sunday services at 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. The 8 a.m. service will be held at the chapel in the woods, which is on North Shore Drive, right across from the Highland County Airport. And the 9:30 service is at the church, 133 East Walnut Street. They also have an online service that is available on their website at 8:45 a.m. Sunday morning. The website is www.hillsborofirstumc.com. The Hollowtown Church of Christ hosts worship services from 8 to 9 a.m. on Sunday. The church is located at 2630 Hollowtown Road West in Hillsboro. That's off of 138 between Danville and Buford. For more information, call 937-763-6056. Join the Peace Lutheran Church, 231 Harry Sonner Road in Hillsboro, for their Sunday morning services held at 9 a.m. And the Christian Assembly Church, located at 6733 Inverness Court in Hillsboro, has Sunday services at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening services at 6 p.m. The pastor is Randall Goble and his wife, Billy Sue. Everyone is welcome to come and worship with them. For more information, call 937-393-5473. Daystar Christian Center offers Sunday school at 10 a.m. and worship at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday. The church's pastor is Donna Whitaker. Daystar Christian Center is located at 2326 State Route 136 in Sugar Tree Ridge. For more information, call 937-544-5216. And we're back to the Harriet services. If life has got you down and you aren't sure where to turn, or if you're looking for good fellowship and worship, Pastor Cole invites you to visit the Harriet Church, 3891 Harriet Road, just off of State Route 136 in the community of Harriet. Sorry, just off of State Route 124. I can't get that right this morning. In the community of Harriet. Sunday school is at 10 a.m., followed by church services at 11. Sunday evening services are held at 6 p.m. Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Sabina Group Sunday evening at 8 p.m. on the second floor of the Sabina Municipal Building. And a religion-based recovery meeting open discussion Sunday evening at 8 p.m. at the Old Rose Avenue School in Washington Courthouse. And then on Monday, August 2nd, the Highland County Retired Teachers Association will meet at noon at the Old Y Restaurant. basically the corner of 62 and 321 towards Maurystown. All retired educators and others interested are invited to attend. Everyone will order their meal from the menu at noon. The program begins at 12:45. That's a look at your community calendar for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and for one on Monday. I'll be back with death announcements and a final thought after this.
What we believe matters because it shapes what we do, who we are. At First State Bank, we believe in rural communities. We have since our start in 1884. We're proud of where we come from. And while others have come and gone, we've remained. Because standing by the folks you believe in is what a real local bank does. It's the reason the good people in this community know they can always bank on us. First State Bank, built on belief. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio. The death of Jerry Walker, age 66 of Wilmington, passed away on Sunday, July 18th at Bethesda North Hospital. He was born November 4th, 1954 in Wilmington, the son of the late James H. Walker and Virginia Maxine Cade Walker. The death of Patricia Ann Walker, age 75 of Wilmington, passed away on July 26th at Hospice of Cincinnati in Blue Ash. She was born July 17th, 1946 in New Vienna, the daughter of the late Clyde Dowler Jr. and Wanda Lorene Wilt. Funeral services will be the same time as her husband Jerry's at the Fisher Edgington Funeral Home today at 1 p.m. with Pastor Mark Plummer officiating. Interment will follow in the Martinsville IOOF Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Once again, the death of Jerry Walker, age 66, of Wilmington, and Patricia Ann Walker, age 75, of Wilmington. The death of Carl L. Estep, age 64, of Wilmington, passed away on Tuesday, July 27th, at home. He was born October 28th, 1956, in Charleston, West Virginia, the son of the late Van Edward Estep and Kathleen May Estep of Blanchester. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. Monday at the Fisher Edgington Funeral Home in Wilmington with Pastor Billy Schaefer officiating. Interment will follow in the Sugar Grove Cemetery. Friends will be received from 2 until 4 p.m. Sunday at the funeral home. Once again, the death of Carl L. Estep, age 64, of Wilmington. The death of Virginia Ann Babe Hudson, age 81, of Hillsborough, passed away on Friday, July 23rd, at home. She was born April 7th, 1940, in Sardinia, Ohio, the daughter of the late Clarence and Eleanor Florence Curtis Hudson. Funeral services will be 1 p.m. Saturday at the Turner & Son Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Pastor Patty Burns will officiate. Burial will follow in the Hillsborough Cemetery. Friends may call Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Turner & Son Funeral Home. Once again, the death of Virginia Ann Babe Hudson, age 81, of Hillsborough. The death of Timothy Tim Lee Kelly, age 63, of Lynchburg, passed away on Wednesday, July 28th, at the Kettering Health Center in Dayton. He was born December 4th, 1957, in Wilmington, the son of the late Carrie and Mary Kelly. In keeping with Tim's wishes, there will be no visitation or services. Burial will take place at the convenience of the family. The Davis Turner Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Once again, the death of Timothy Tim Lee Kelly, age 63, of Lynchburg. The death of Tammy L. Van Dyke, age 51, of Greenfield, passed away on Sunday, July 25th, at home. She was born September 18, 1969, in Greenfield, the daughter of Joseph Leon and Thelma Lucille Toll. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. today at the Murray Fetro Funeral Home in Greenfield, with Pastor Todd Ernst officiating. Burial will follow in the Greenfield Cemetery. Once again, the death of Tammy L. Van Dyke, age 51, of Greenfield. The death of William Woody Stewart Eubanks, age 68, of Greenfield, passed away on Wednesday at home. He was born October 24, 1952, in Fayette County, the son of Alonzo and Joan Eubanks. Cremation will take place and a private graveside service will be at the Cochran Cemetery, with Reverend Kathy Yoakum officiating. There will be no visitation observed. The Murray Fetro Funeral Home in Greenfield is serving the family. Once again, the death of William Woody Stewart Eubanks, age 68, of Greenfield. The death of Dennis Eugene Mutis Paul passed away on Monday at Miami Valley Hospital. He was born August 15, 1962, in Greenfield, the son of George and Carolina Mutis Paul. A funeral service will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Anderson Ebright Funeral Home in Greenfield. Burial will follow in the Greenfield Cemetery. Family and friends can visit with his family today from noon until time of service, and following the graveside service, a celebration of life will be held at the Greenfield Eagles back room. Once again, the death of Dennis Eugene Mutis Paul of Greenfield. The death of William M. Mike Gilmer, age 71, of Frankfort, passed away on Tuesday at the Vineyards at Concord Nursing Home in Frankfort. He was born December 11, 1949, in Greenfield, the son of the late William Jennings and Norma Ader Gilmer. A graveside service to celebrate Mike's life will be held Saturday, August 7th at 11 a.m. in the Greenlawn Cemetery, Frankfort, with his nephew, Matthew Anders, officiating. Military honors will be accorded by the Ross County Veterans Honor Guard. The Ebright Funeral Home of Frankfort is serving the family. Once again, the death of William M. Mike Gilmer, age 71, of Frankfort. The death of Brian Stapleton of Blanchester passed away on Tuesday, July 27th. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 7th, in the Rainsboro Elementary School, with Pastor Roger Newkirk officiating. A time of gathering for family and friends will be held from 11 a.m. until time of service. Following Brian's wishes, he will be cremated. The Anderson Ebright Funeral Home of Greenfield is serving the family. Once again, the death of Brian Allen Stapleton, age 46, of Blanchester. And those are the death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio, a service of the Edgington family of funeral homes. The Fisher Edgington Funeral Home in Wilmington, Rhodes Edgington Funeral Home of Hillsborough, and the Edgington Funeral Home in Marystown. I'll be back with a final thought after this.
I'm Dan Mayo, pastor of New Vienna Community Church, with an inspirational moment. In Matthew 11, Jesus offers a beautiful invitation. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you need rest? Sometimes we work very hard for the Lord. We try to do it all, often forgetting God in the process. And we get out ahead of the Spirit and grow weary trying to pull the load. Get behind the Spirit, rest in the promises of God, and let Him pull the load. Do your best, and then let God do the rest. Usually, He's a lot better at it than you are.
This moment of inspiration is presented by the Edgington Funeral Homes of Hillsborough, Wilmington, and Morristown. You can visit them online at www.edgingtonfuneralhomes.com.
And now for a final thought. You need goals to give you guidance and direction in life, but completing your goals is like the destination of a road trip. You should not just focus on achieving these goals. You should enjoy what happens along the way. Folks, that's all the time I've got to spend with you on the podcast today. As always, if there's something you'd like reported here, drop me a line. The email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. And until then, I will see you next week on The New Day.